Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
You still have this veil in so many families where they will put the wall up of, oh yeah, there's Uncle Bill, especially as now that we're around the holidays, a lot of people probably being very triggered if they're going to family get-togethers. And there's so-and-so over there who did this to me when I was a kid, but nobody's ever going to believe me, or the family's kind of cool with it. In some sort of a weird way, because facing up to reality is so harmful and hurtful. Let's talk about that on this angle a little bit, even beyond the Menendez brothers and people who are going into that situation over the holidays, rather than, you know, lashing out with a shotgun and taking out Uncle Bill who molested you.
Yeah.
What are some ways that are more healthier ways to cope with this sort of thing? You say you want to be with your family, but your family seems to present a safe harbor to these sort of people. Does the family go out with the bathwater as well if they continue to harbor someone like that? It just seems so cruel to the victim so many times.
Yeah, no, it's horrifying. I had worked with so many working with abused kids, and you end up meeting their families and trying to figure out how do you navigate these kinds of things. I think most of the time, if there's going to be a sexual abuser in the mix, and a lot of times there still are, the person has never had consequences, it's healthier for the victim just to cut ties, certainly around those events or with any people that are validating that person, you know, hasn't done anything wrong. I saw one family where the mother had been sexually violated by her biological father. He had also molested her sister. But then as he became an old man, she thought, well, he's gotten over all that. She let him babysit her kids and spend time alone with her children. He molested all the children in horrifying ways. And it's like, you'd think people would get it, but sometimes they just don't. And in that kind of a family, I think the healthiest thing you can do is help the victim decide at some point that they just want to cut ties. That's not a safe family.
I mean, look at Kitty Menendez. I mean, she sat there allegedly and knew about this for all these years. That's a hard one to wrap my mind around. How does one know that your husband, the person you're sharing your bed with and being sexually active with, is molesting your own kids, mm-hmm. and you're somehow just going to, you can stick your head in the sand and somehow continue on with life. It's one thing if you're completely oblivious and you have no clue.
Yeah.
But if you have a clue, even just an inkling of a clue, how does a person like a Kitty Menendez come about, and how do they enable this sort of behavior? What kind of thinking is going on there?
I think that's the hardest thing to understand, is the ability that many people have to deny and rationalize. And the thing about the defense mechanism denial, it really doesn't mean I choose not to see. It's as if I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when there's evidence, I don't see the evidence. And it's remarkable how gifted some people are with that. Why? I don't know, you know, but then that makes me go, well, how many things in my life would people look at and say, couldn't she see that coming, that dumb guy she dated back in 1985 or whatever? Didn't she see it? I didn't see it, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't really know when we're using denial, but hopefully it's fairly low-level stuff for most of us that's right in front of our face that we don't see until later, and we look back and we go, duh. But yeah, I think Kitty Menendez is a marvelous example of somebody who, to what extent was she consciously aware, and to what extent did she just not get it, or at least not get it for a long time?
Does that make that person in the mind of the victim just as bad as the main abuser if they're sitting there, or even worse, I would think in some ways, the person who does bring you comfort, who's not doing that to you, but they're showing you love and they're showing your abuser love, and they know that person is abusing you. That's like the ultimate betrayal, I would think.
Yeah, it's You know, it's hard for me to put a measurement on it. It's different in a way, but just as horrible. Mm-hmm. It is just as horrible to feel like you're not being protected from that.
Yeah. In terms of moving away from it, obviously, if you have a family that's been kind of living this life forever, is there ever a way, is there ever hope that they're going to somehow have their come to Jesus moment and realize the errors in their ways? Or if you've been a victim of this and you don't want to keep reliving the trauma, is it best just to separate yourself from that situation completely?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, somebody goes to jail. Let's use the standard. It's mom and dad goes to jail and mom goes to therapy. And sometimes then you can work with the kid or the children and mom can make amends and, you know, have some personal growth and they can go on and have a family unit that's functional. I've certainly seen that happen, but it's complicated. And there are times when it can't be salvaged and people do better to just say, you know what, I'm going to have a chosen family. I'm going to go out and find replacement people that can be part of my life that I'll be spending the holidays with and have a clean slate.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.